Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in. Matt Steinmetz in the other chair. A little bit of a role reversal today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like I went from playing the four to playing the three, or the two to playing the one. A little out of my element, but I appreciate you also doing a little bit of the lifting today.
Oh, no problem, Evan. What? No problem. Hey, you want to talk some quick Giants?
We can't. Well, there is something that you wanted to get off your chest.
Well, I've just realized that I may not be here for the next three Fridays because I got the party, the wedding, and then the
vacation. Yeah. You got a busy July.
So I'm already going to miss Marcy. Three straight Fridays.
Don't worry, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'm so upset!
And I also will not be able to do what's bugging you. So let's make this what's bugging me, even though, it's not the right time. I watched the Giants game last night, and there's a woman with a newborn, it looked like, at the game.
Usually are.
Probably not a newborn, but 3 months tops.
Toddler.
Yeah,
three months. A baby.
She's cradling the baby, you know, very nicely as she's sitting and watching the game. And somebody hit a foul ball.
It didn't hit the baby.
No. It was caught by a gentleman behind her while she was holding this baby. He takes the ball and gives it to the baby.
Yeah.
The baby.
You got a problem with this?
The baby has no comprehension of what is going on.
Oh, come on.
Listen, I get 8-year-olds. Dad catches a foul ball. He doesn't have his kids with him. He gives it to an 8-year-old. A baby? A baby.
Could put the ball in its crib. That might have been the moment that the baby doesn't even realize is what hooks it to baseball.
I think the baby would have been hooked on baseball from his mom taking him to the game in the first place.
He's never touched a baseball before. Why was this sticking with you?
Because
to give a ball to a baby?
No, it was what's the word? It was like over gratuitous hey, I just caught a ball, and now I'm going to be the guy who's so sensitive and so wonderful that I'm going to give it to the mom and the baby.
All right. That's great. Can't understand why you're going after the baby.
I'm going after the fan. Keep the ball. You caught it. You deserve it.
Well,
all right.
No. You have to give it to somebody. You just can't. You got to find a different kid. All right. This is from the 510. That's like taking infants to Disneyland.
No, I don't have a problem with the baby at the game. The woman was in her seat, and she was holding her baby, and everything looked fine. It didn't look like they were bothering anybody. And it's great. I love a mother who can watch a game, and mother too. I just... the baby's just out of it. There's just no clue what's happening.
Well, it's like giving him a memento that is going to be thrown out.
Well, it's a meaningless memento.
No, but what if the mother reminds the child growing up, hey, you remember the first time you got your first ball? No, of course you don't, because you were a baby. Let me remind you. But that's a moment that this guy is trying to give to this this little youth.
And when the baby is old enough to understand, the baby is going to say, what a dumbass giving that ball to me.
It's like giving candy to a baby.
All right. I got some Giants thoughts.
So do I. Now, they lost last night.
Yep, 4-2.
Lost to the Marlins, 4-2. Yep. Marlins, by the way, 6-4 in their last 10, playing pretty good ball.
Giants 3-4 with Devers.
Yes.
Couple notes. You know that Justin Verlander's started 12 games this year and doesn't have a win? First time since 1901 that's ever happened to a Giants pitcher. Uh-oh.
What happened in 1900?
I don't know. Somebody must have gone winless.
It's pretty hard to do. Like, if you start 12 games, odds are you're going to get one win. Honestly, the craziest part about it is, Steiny, he has no wins on a team that's 9 games above 500. I would understand if Verlander's pitching for, like, the Rockies or the White Sox. Like, all right, the Rockies got this guy Chase Dollander going tonight against the Dodgers. He's got 2 wins. Verlander's on a team that's actually good, and he still can't get a W. I kind of feel bad for the guy.
I mean, I was reading Andrew Baggerly's story in The Athletic, and Verlander needs 38 wins to get to 300.
Night-night.
I mean, that's 5 years for him. So, anyway, well, Verlander's still looking for his first win. But you know what? He comes off the mound after 5 innings, giving up 3 runs, and it felt like, you know, the Giants announcers were like, pretty good outing. Pretty good outing. All
right. I mean, not against that team. You would hope that Verlander could give you a little bit more, but that's the stage of his career that he's at.
No, you're right.
Where you're thinking about, it's kind of like the Warriors. Like, if Curry plays 65 games next year and averages 24 points, like, that's a pretty good year for him. But those guys have been MVPs, have been legends. And Curry's at a better stage in his career than Verlander is, but you didn't give Verlander $15 million to go 0-5 with a 4.6 ERA. Like, and that's actually what kind of hit me watching. It's the Giants don't have a third starter. They don't. One of the keys in making a run toward the division, potentially making a postseason run, is you got to have, in most cases, 3 horses, and they don't have a third.
You're not putting Roop in there right now?
I mean,
I get it. He's not.
Well, he's never thrown this much before.
That's right. But so
same with Birdsong.
Right. When you say they don't have a third starter, it's just based on they haven't had a guy who's been a third starter before. I mean, Verlander would fit, but he's not right now. So that's, you're just saying they haven't done it yet.
Find a third starter?
This year, no, what I'm saying is you're not calling Birdsong or Roop like a third starter because they're in uncharted waters right now.
Yeah, and
okay.
That's not what their role.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Was supposed to be at the beginning of the season. Roop was signed. Roop made the roster as the fifth starter. Birdsong was coming out of the bullpen at the beginning of the season. Those guys are not supposed to be your three. To me, that's Verlander's job, and it's not looking like he's going to live up to it. Although the 415 brings up a good point. Just had a baby, so congratulations to him. Now, was that the child that got the foul ball? It wasn't Verlander's wife that
I
got
don't
the
think that was Kate Upton
okay.
holding the baby.
Just but checking.
I'm not sure. Just I'm not checking. Sure.
They by had the way, baby like a day ago, Evan.
I'm just checking. He decided didn't say how old the baby was. Possibly.
Really young. I know
he
that.
He got sources?
Well, yeah. He was on the paternity list. That's my source.
He's back.
Okay.
A little early.
Let's see. What else? Now, you didn't call him a defensive liability. But
who?
We may have some issues with Ellie Ramos.
Ramos? No, well, he's not a liability yet, but there's no ball that's hit out there I think people are feeling good about right now. Him throwing the ball to home plate.
I feel like everybody's going to try to run on him. Last night he had a chance to throw a guy out at the plate and it just ended up bouncing in there pretty lazily.
He's a great hitter, but yeah, if there's a chance, if there's like two outs, runner on second base, there's a single to the left, I feel like 95% of the time the third base coach is going to be wheeling him home.
The other thing is, hey, Ramos, you know, if you're gonna have that left shoulder, all right, over the inside portion of the plate, you're going to get hit there a fair amount. You just are. And let me tell you something. I mean, he's going to miss a month at some point. If he keeps getting hit where he's getting hit, he's going to miss a month at some point.
No, but he already has the biggest tricep in the league because it's been plunked about four
That's
times
true.
In the last week. I'm with Ramos on this one. Dude, quit hitting me. You are insinuating that he's drawing too much attention to himself. Now, he's finally got the elbow guard on, so provide a little protection. But dude, he needs a Bonds arm is what he needs. That guy would tool up with like chainmail armor. The guy was a medieval warrior, basically. No, Ramos, he quit hitting my guy. He should be pissed. The one thing he is doing, which I'm surprised you haven't brought up, you can't keep pimping walks. Like, every time you think it's ball four, just refrain from throwing the bat into the dugout. Because, like last night, that's going to catch up with you. And an umpire is going to call a strike that's not a strike. And someone's going to have to retrieve your bat. And it's going to make you look not very good. He's been doing a lot of that lately.
Yeah, he has. Let's see what else. Oh, I think I'm ready to make it official. I'm gonna make it official.
What?
We got a problem with Willy Adames. I think we got a problem.
What's the problem?
He's not very good.
He shaved his mustache.
Okay. First of all, in the sixth inning, Rizzotto, you watched the game?
He was at the
game. Yes, sir.
In the sixth inning, Willy Adames swung at the worst pitch thrown in the big leagues this year. It was 6 feet outside. And he flailed. Then he gets called out later in the game, in the ninth. We got a problem, Rizzotto and Evan. I can feel it. I can feel it. We're halfway into the year.
Well, he's been a problem if we're going to put the route on the table.
Right. I'm just making it official in my mind.
That he's a problem?
Yes. I mean, he's just not good enough right now.
He has not been that great the entire season. It doesn't mean that he can't get better.
Well, maybe.
But unless he's hitting the ball hard, which...
He's not. He's not hitting the ball hard.
Not hitting the ball.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm worried about Adamas. That's another thing. And the other,
you're saying he needs a day off.
He got one earlier.
Is that the only day you're going to give him this year?
And Risotto coming in that with, and this is the cockamamie stuff that drives me crazy. Risotto goes, you know, over the last 12 games, he's hitting 273.
He was.
And then I said, what about the last six? 213.
Well, that would actually bring his average up.
I know it
actually
would.
In the last six games he said 211.
211.
That's still gonna raise the average.
I mean, you know, bottom of the eighth, Giants down a couple runs. They got their 2, 3, and 4 hitters up. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout.
Can I say something?
Sure.
All right. If Adamas is really a problem, which he's been the whole year. And
I know what you're going to say. Is this why I have so much faith in Posey?
No. No. Chapman ain't going to solve all these problems. Like, everybody waiting for Devers and Chapman and Adamas and Ramos and Lee is also a problem, by the way.
True.
Lee can't hit right now either. Bringing back Chapman, I hate to break it to you, is not going to stop Adamas from swinging in a ball in another batter's box. It's not going to stop Jung-Hoo Lee from hitting the ball far weaker than he had at the beginning of the season. It's not going to stop all of these other issues that have been there all season long. Now, it might give you more of an opportunity to hit a few home runs. I'm not saying their offense is going to be worse with Chapman. It should be better. But it's like Devers comes in. He doesn't automatically give everybody an aluminum big barrel bat and you send them to the plate and all of a sudden they're 300 hitters. It's going to happen very slowly, and for the majority of this season, they're going to look largely the same offensively. That's, like, he's not going to be a godsend.
Chapman.
Anyone on this team.
Well,
they are more than a bat away.
I don't disagree with that, but what may become an apparent is that they need everybody to be enough. They need everybody to contribute for them to be the best offense they can be, which still isn't going to be great at the end of the day, but it'll be good enough with their pitching, although God forbid their pitching falls apart, especially their starting pitching. But I hear you. But I do want to see the team whole. And no, I don't think Chapman's gonna be the world beater. But at least you'll be able to see your whole lineup intact. You'll have you'll have your best defense on the field. Without Chapman, you can't field your best defensive team and your best offensive team.
That I agree with. Yeah, because he moves Schmidt to second base. You have a pretty good infield, mainly because of Chapman, and you have more power in the middle of your order. Now, is that power really worth anything, Steiny, if Devers can't score from first on a double? Is it? I'm just asking.
Because
that was another...
Would it be fair to say that Devers is pretty slow? He's pretty slow.
You think? They didn't pay. All right. Can I make this abundantly clear?
Sure.
They traded for Rafael Devers for him to hit extra bases, not to try and take extra bases. If there is any doubt at all that Devers is not going to make it to whatever, I don't care if it's second base, third base, home plate. Dude, he set the tone his first game. When he hit a ball in a triples alley, emphasis on the word triple, and he got a double.
Stand-up.
A stand-up double. He's a great hitter. He is not here to run the bases.
No, he's not.
Currently, he's not here to field either. Maybe he. I think he can get there. He ain't here to field, and he ain't here to run. He's here to hit. That is also something that Chapman is not going to change. Yeah, and you're right, 415. Devers has a sore groin.
I mean...
So why are we giving him the send sign?
I mean, he's got a slide there. But he probably didn't because of the groin.
The ball beat him by 15 feet.
Well, he was trying to tiptoe in there.
Could have gone head first.
I thought he showed signs of a groin injury on the first at-bat. He ground into a double play. No, he beat out
oh,
a
yesterday.
Potential double
yeah, yeah,
play.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just looked like after he got to first base, he was limited. And then at home plate, after he got tagged out, I think it was the eighth inning, he doesn't move well. I don't know. I'm not going to say he's too old, but yeah, you're right. He's here to hit.
Well, he looks like he's, yeah. Yeah, he's a DH, okay? Can we just, again, it's like asking Flores to play first base right now. You're taking a step back. You just are. Big play from Koss last night, though. And a big hit. Christian
Koss. What was the big play?
Oh, he had a great turn on a double play, I think. From what I
Oh, I thought you meant the play in the first inning. We went out into the center field and made a nice catch, but
well, that was. There was a lot of range involved.
Yeah, but it was the first inning and it was the third out. It's not a big play.
It is when Verlander's trying to get through five so that he can be qualified for a win, which has been not going well lately. That's actually somebody I did feel bad for when I was watching the game and you see the whole 12 starts, no wins. Like, he might be the last pitcher in the history of baseball that has a legitimate chance to win 300 games. And anybody watching last night and has watched this season, it's not going to happen. Unless he pitches for probably 5 to 6 more seasons and he gets better, he's not going to win 300 games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he deserves to, but he's the last pitcher I think that is ever going to have a chance.
Yeah, 38's a lot. I mean, that's a lot, especially now.
He's already got 262.
And, you know, Evan, 6 months ago he had 262.
Oh, I'm aware. Now, I made a wager before the season with one of our coworkers that he wouldn't win 10 games.
Oh, you are locked in.
Well, I didn't think he wasn't going to win one.
Who'd you bet, Guru?
Now, why would you assume that?
I would assume that.
Why would you assume that?
Because it looks like you're going to win the bet, and well, he usually loses
he
bets.
He doesn't lose all of his
bets.
He loses
90% of
That's
them.
That's not true. You got to give Goob more credit than that. In fact, I'm going to tell him that tomorrow.
All right.
No, it was with Ken, Jersey Ken. He is more bullish on Verlander than I was. All of these guys that are old, like, and that's one of the things that the Giants are running into is they are reliant on him. They're going to be reliant on Justin Verlander down the stretch of this season, and it's one of the reasons why everyone thinks they need a bat, and I get it, but I almost feel like they might need a starting pitcher more.
They might. I mean, they to me, they've got to really, I'm sure they are, they got to really keep an eye on Birdsong and Roop. Those and like, I do think he's had two starts since the injury, Verlander.
Yeah.
But one start after the paternity. He has not pitched terribly in the last two games.
No.
So, well,
I mean, he's got a 4.5 ERA. That's not horrible.
No, for this team, if you're giving up three runs in your home park in five innings, that's not a good outing.
It's because he's not going deep into starts.
Yeah.
Well, not a whole lot. All right, we got a couple minutes here. Let's squeeze if we can. Oh, it's Caleb in Livermore, your favorite, Sonny. Oh. Let's squeeze Caleb in. Caleb, what's up, man? How are we feeling?
Feeling great. How about yourself?
Great, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good, man. I had a nice turkey sandwich, and I'm feeling good. But I was I was watching you guys. You guys, you know, we kind of got to change course here. I got to chime in on this Kuminga conversation, the man of the hour, the most famous person in the entire Bay Area. Steiny, Evan, can we be real here for a second?
Sure.
You ready for this?
Sure.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's not. Come on. Like, let's be real, dude. Like, he's not coming back. They're going to find a place for him because name – I just want to name or just any young player recently that was quote-unquote bench. We saw in the Houston series and the playing games. And, granted, you got to give the Warriors coaching staff credit because they were able to beat Houston. So you can't say, well, him not playing, it didn't work out. They won that series. But if you're going to commit long-term to a guy, nearly, what, over $100 million and whatnot, and you don't think he is fit enough or he doesn't – it's not right to play him in that system or however it was. Like, you think that's going to change a few months from now? Like, he's gone. He's not coming back. And you know what? Sometimes that just happens. Sometimes, you know, a young player needs to just go to a different team where, you know, the coaching staff or the system or the players is just better suited for your skill set because on this team it's just – not a great fit, and it happens. And I think Kuminga is an incredibly talented young player, but I just don't think it's going to happen here in Golden State.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got you, Caleb. Appreciate the call, man. Well, we're going to talk about some of these subjects with Willard and Dibs, and then they got at 2:15, so we're going to maybe wrap up a couple minutes early.
Yeah, 2:10.
Well, you really got your eye on the clock.
2:10 today. It's Wednesday.
Bob Melvin's at 2:15, manager of the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, that's what's coming up next on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan and Steiny, go back tomorrow. We'll be back with the crossover with Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.